Gee, if I was falcho, could you and Clara come on Luke Clark Gill and a shocked on the show? Let me, Tom Cormack, with you as usual on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And, well, I hope you can stay with us because we've got a couple of very special guests with you tonight. I'm joined by, Jared McGrenmore, captain of the Donegal Masters team, and John McNulty, manager of that same team, of course, who are playing Offaly on Saturday in the All-Ireland Masters Shield final down in Galway. That game is in Kilkern, Clonburn in East Galway. So we'll be talking to those in a moment, to Jared and to John in a moment. But first tonight, and we're with the Scorn and Snog cultural season about to get on the way with the first of the Donegal semi-finals on Friday night. I've been speaking also to Donegal cultural and language officer Fergus McGee.
Fergus, thank you for joining us, and looking forward to a new season of cultural activities with the throw-in and the Score Centre in the coming weekend.
Yeah, very much so, Tom. First of all, first and foremost, thank you for giving us given me the opportunity to just give it a wee bit of publicity. It's great that the Score is obviously a big part of the GAA, and it's great that that you put this out in your programme, so I thank you for that. But yeah, we're getting into the Score in the Nog, and Friday night will be the start of it in Muff. That's the 11th of November at 7 o'clock, the first of the three semi-finals, and the second semi-final then, of course, takes place the following night. That's the 12th of November, and that's at 6:30 in Glenfinn. And the third semi-final then is on Friday the 18th of November, and that's in Donegal Town, in what we used to know as the Pavisi Ballroom. It's up there.
You're going back a bit now, so you are.
We're going back. That's giving away the age completely there, Tom, isn't it?
Yeah. Tell me, that would suggest is there's a fair level of interest, because I think there was years where there wasn't a necessity, or there certainly wasn't three semi-finals, was there?
There was years, Tom, when there was only maybe a set final, to be honest with you. This year so far now, the clubs that have registered would appear to be off the order. Now, whether or not they'll all turn up or not, but we seem to be up in the 28 or 29 out of 40 clubs. That'll be the best we've had for many, many years, if we achieve that, you know.
Yeah, so and probably better than you ever had.
Well, there was 25 last year, but this year there's just that wee bit more of an expression of interest. And what we try to do to ensure, you know, that it is GAA members that are taking part, we ask them to register and to give their GAA registration number, just to avoid any crossover. There was complaints in previous years, not alone in Donegal, but in other counties too, where people that were maybe possibly even at semi-professional level and maybe not really affiliated or involved with any club, or maybe not even involved with the GAA in any meaningful way, and they were coming in and, you know, they were kind of cleaning up. So it is very much now for GAA clubs. And
so you have to be a club member?
You have to be registered, so ever clarity of the registration number is to say you need to produce that to prove that you are a member of the club that you are representing. And you can only obviously represent your own club, you know.
Yeah, and I know the format and maybe some of the disciplines have altered and changed down the years. And there was maybe a restructuring a couple of years ago. Any changes this year?
No changes this year, Tom. No, thankfully they've left it alone. One of the regrets, I suppose, one of the things that certainly I would, and I know many other cultural officers around the country, around Ulster, certainly, and we would like to see brought back, would be we used to have every 3 years we would have a score congress, and that was Score people talking about Score matters, and we were able to put them in place. But the powers that be at headquarters done away with that, and since that was done, there's been, you know, a little bit, I think people feel less connected or less involved. Or
does it leave a vacuum?
A little bit of a vacuum, and a few changes have been brought in, that some of them maybe not for the better. The quiz now a few years ago moved from, that was a very central part, and still is a central part, and it's still there, but it's not, there's eight disciplines in Score, Tom, as you know. There's Taley dancing, solo singing, recitation, instrumental music. There's then Leilu statue, which is stage presentation, ballet group, set dancing, which in fairness in Donegal in recent years we haven't been good in that area, we just haven't been able to field in that particular category at all for a number of years now for some reason. And then there's the quiz, but the quiz is recommended now that it's taken to another night now in Donegal, where we do we still do it the old way. We still keep the three semi-finals. We put two through. In the semi-finals, incidentally, the three semi-finals that I mentioned, two from each category will qualify for the county final. So that will mean that there will be, when it comes to the county final, which is on the 25th of November, and that's in Genfin as well at 7:30, it'll mean that there's six taking part in each of the disciplines. It's like I say then, you know, if they were successful and you know, we're starting to knock at the door, Tom, now in Ulster as well, like in the senior score in Ulster last year, we had four in the Ulster final. Two of the ones that were beaten in the Ulster, two of the categories to where we lost out in the Ulster final last year, two of those, the people who won it, ultimately went on to win the All-Ireland. Then we had the likes of Katrina Solon was there on the solo singing, and she was very, very, very close to progressing, and I do believe that had she got through to the All-Ireland, she may well have won at least. O'Donnell, of course, from Glenswilly, with her recitation as well, was exceptional, you know. So we had, in addition to that, then there was Glenswilly and the Leru, and the, you know, the ones that beat Stendor from Monaghan, they went on to win the All-Ireland, and the Milford instrumental group were beaten in the Ulster final, and the group that beat them were from Tyrone. They went on also to win the All-Ireland. So, you know, we're up there and we're knocking at the door, and it's starting to show. It's just a wee bit tougher now in Ulster, because the categories have changed. It used to be three trees, you know, three semi-finals with three taking part in the three semi-finals, but that has changed now to a five and a four, and unfortunately this year we find ourselves in the category of five, and we're in against Cavan, Derry, Down and Tyrone. Now, they're all counties that would, you know, they would score very highly at Ulster level and at national level indeed as well, you know. And
who are the big counties or the stronger counties in Ulster?
The big strong counties in Ulster would be probably most of the ones I mentioned there. Derry, Down, Tyrone would be particularly strong, and Cavan would be, you know, they're all pretty good. Armagh would be fairly good as well. And as I say, Donegal now are up there and holding their own with the best of them now, you know, so you'd be hopeful that we'll get something through. And if we were to get through to that would be the 11th of December, and that's in Glenullan in County Derry, would be the semi-final involving Donegal. And if they were to progress from there, Tom, they would go on to the Ulster final, which is going to be on the 14th of January, that's obviously 2017, in Galbally in County Tyrone. And if there's still a Donegal standing at that stage, they would go on to the All-Ireland final, which this year is going to take place in Belfast. So it's not too long. It's not a long trip to Killarney, at least this year, and that's on the 11th of February 2017. You know.
And just back to the fact that they have to be registered members of GA clubs again, has that affected the standard? Because as you did quite rightly say, there was quite a lot of maybe talented people in an area who mightn't be members of clubs but were brought forward because of their talent. Has that affected it, or are these people now been signed up for the GA club?
No, I think the standard, to be honest with you, probably hasn't set, because I think what they've learned really, and I spent 6 years as secretary on Corsair Scor, on the Ulster Scor committee, you know, and what I discovered or learned, I suppose for want of a better word, during that 6 year period, and Donegal, we had a bit of a habit of saying it was Scor time, you know, and maybe tell people a week or a fortnight beforehand to you know, to get ready. But nowadays, the clubs, the people that are really serious or want to go that step further, they really start for scoring in August, start when they go back to school in September, Tom, you know, and the practice that they put in and the quality of the people, you know, I always say that score is dependent on the quality of the people that are training, not alone the young people, but even in the score center as well. And we're very, very fortunate in Donegal in that we have the very best of music teachers, we have the best of dancing teachers, we have the best of, you know, people who understand instrumental music and how to put a ballad group together and that. And those people, thankfully, are getting involved. And it's the quality of the training and the tuition, for want of a better word, that they give to the young people that brings it on. And the standard has, in answer to your question, I'd say the standard of any maybe has increased across the board,
And tell me, who are the strong clubs in the county? I know Inishowen was always particularly strong.
Yeah, well, there's you know, it's, again, it's a bit like that. There's sort of nearly there's horses for courses sort of thing. Glen Swilly, for example, would be a club that would always be known for being able to do a good stage presentation or the Leiru. You know, what was the old novelty act? They were always renowned for being strong in that. In later years there now, the likes of Gidore, and Gidore are becoming very strong with their ballad groups and with their instrumental groups as well. Milford, for example, are starting to come in. There's a lot of clubs starting to come in now. Tom,
St. Junan's always had good ballad groups, I think, as
St.
well.
St. Junan's would always be there or thereabouts, and this year now St. Junan's will be entering a very, very strong field because they have Cayley dance and solo singing, recitation, ballad group, instrumental music, and, you know, quite, not, you don't have everything, but have maybe any club that's going in with more than four things is going to, you know, they're really doing their work. But a club can enter with one act only. There was a time when you had to have, you know, two acts, but they've reduced that to one. But very few clubs come with, yeah.
And obviously, then after Christmas, you have Scor Senshir.
After Christmas, then, it's Scor Senshir. And again, the dates, will, when they're laid out for Ulster, that, you know, we'll work back from that again. And but that'll start probably in Donegal in earnest around about January. We have a fantastic Scor committee in Donegal, and we usually hold our meetings in the Mount Errigal Hotel. And, you know, just to give you an example, the first meeting that we had this year, Tom, we had 19 clubs represented, and we had apologies from a further 7. That was a total, like, of 26 clubs that expressed interest from day one, you know, and I've seen us going to meetings, you know, years ago, and there'd be the same three or four people would be there all the time. So that's the level of interest. So it's all about the people and the clubs. And I always say to clubs that, you know, to try and get a cultural officer that has an interest in either singing or dancing or music, if they have a personal interest in it themselves, they'll do that bit extra. And I think traditionally, very often, the Offic and the Gaelge, as it was called, would be, you know, would possibly get elected without even being there, you know what I mean?
I think
clubs ought to look at people coming into their locality or coming into their area, and maybe that they're musicians or maybe they're singers or maybe they have an interest in dancing or working with people and stuff like that. That's where it all emanates from. And again, I saw a lot of that during the 6 years that I spent as secretary in Ulster, just the levels that some of these clubs go to be the best, you know, because it's like everything else. You only get out what you put in, Tom, you know.
And finally, just remind us again when those semi-finals are.
Yeah, the semi-finals, the first one is on Friday night in Mull, and that's at 7 o'clock. The second semi-final is on Saturday night, that's the 12th, and that's at 6:30 in Glenfinn. And then Donegal Town on the 18th of November, that's at 7:30. And then Glenfinn again on the 25th, that's the county final, and that's at 7:30. So they're the four that the four events we're going to have for Scornoghan in the county. And like I say, there's a good interest and good committee work in there. And we're fortunate in Donegal as well in that we have really, really good adjudicators. You know, they're highly qualified. The other thing about Scor, just that I failed to mention there, especially for Gaelic clubs, there was years that people felt that, you know, doing an act in Irish was nearly a waste of time because maybe you'd have an adjudicator that didn't even understand Irish. Well, adjudicators now that are adjudicating in solo singing, ballad group, recitation, or in the stage presentation, they must prove that they have an ability to understand what's been said. And the way they do that is by writing some of the, you know, when they're writing their comment sheets, that part of that would be as Gaelge, you know. So that has helped a lot. And in Donegal, a lot of the acts do actually, the songs, a lot of them are in Irish, and a lot of the recitations and that would come through Van the Gaelge as well, you know.
That's very good. Thanks a million, Ferguson. I know that we'll talk to you again, but maybe before Christmas, coming up to county final or whatever, you know, when we see how things have gone for you. But for now, slán agus bannach.
Good to meet you, Michael, Tom. Thanks.
Fergus McGee there, Donegal Efficar Cultural August Chang, talking to me earlier about this weekend's, well, the start of the Comortis Scor and Oak. Those semi-finals are on this weekend in Glenfinn on Friday night, in Mull on Friday night and Glenfinn on Saturday night. Still to come on the GAA programme, we'll be joined shortly by Gerard McGrinra captain of the Donegal Masters team, and John McNulty, manager of that team, who are of course playing Offaly on Saturday in the All-Ireland Masters Shield final down in Galway. But just to remind you, a couple of weeks ago, of course, we had Donal Reid on here talking about the Confessions of a Gaelic Footballer, his new autobiography, and Donal is having the first of his signings of the new book this Saturday at the Dry Arts Centre in Letterkenny. Donal will be there from 11 to 1 o'clock, so if you want a signed copy of the book for maybe a Christmas present for somebody, Confessions of a Gaelic Footballer, I've read it, quite a good read, quite an interesting read, and quite an odd good yarn or two there from Donal, so pop along to the Dry Arts Centre in Letterkenny that's out of Bonnegee on Saturday between 11 and 1. You can get a signed copy of that Confessions of a Gaelic Footballer. But that's to come on Saturday. But also on Saturday, Donegal are playing Offaly in the All-Ireland Masters Shield final down in Clonburn, Kilcairn, Clonburn, down in Galway. And Donegal are managed by John McNulty, of course, Kilcarman, and has managed Kilcar at minor and under 21 level, and also a captain by Gerard McGrinner. Donegal are training tonight, but earlier this evening I spoke to both Gerard and John about Saturday's final. First of all, I spoke to Gerard.
Well, Gerard, captain of this team, first of all, how did that come about?
I don't know, really. We had a challenge match against Sligo earlier on in the year, and then I just went to the training there. We had trained one night a week, and then John and Dara picked me to be captain, so it was a nice honour to get at the stage in a man's career.
And is this your first year in the Masters?
This is the first year in the Masters. There have been no Masters team in Donegal this last few years, and I think it was Paul Galler from Nivora. He came up with an idea, and they had a meeting, and I think him and Charlie Galler got about starting a Masters team, Charlie from Dunlow there.
Yeah.
So that's where it started out, and then they got John from John McAnulty to manage them, and Darragh Doan gives him a hand, so that's where it came about.
Are you enjoying it?
Jeez, it's a bit of crack. It's kind of strange. You playing alongside fellas that you kind of classed as enemies in the pitch, I suppose. Now you're kind of best of friends with them, and it's nice. It's something different.
And of course, you were playing reserve football, and I've already won a senior championship this year.
It's been a busy year, the year in Glenswally. I managed the reserves as well, and it didn't go as well as I'd hoped, but things in Glenswally, you always do well in the championship, so the championship's been a bonus in Glenswally. It's been a great year so far.
So it took a bit of commitment, I suppose, between the two.
Thankfully, I have a good missus at the house. She let me go most nights, so I had training 2 nights with Glenswally, and then we had 1 night a week then with the Masters, so it was tough enough now.
And tell me, what's the standard like? You know, because you, as you say, you see reserve football, and you see obviously Glenswally in a championship football and a county final.
I would say the standard's somewhere about like reserve football, something like that. You get a wee bit more time in the ball, and saying that, it's still both teams want to win, and you think there's no hitting in it, but it can be tough games. We had a tough game, tough battle against Cavan, and a tough game against Throne now, but it's been enjoyable.
And they're the two games you lost.
That's the two games we lost.
There wasn't much in them, though.
We're probably cheated out of the Cavan game. We got a point near the end that the ref said was wide, but most people said it was a point, so these things happen in football.
But checks and balances.
That's it.
And Tyrone then, was it just a couple of points thing?
We got beat by 2 points against Throne. I missed a penalty, supposed to start of the second half, and that didn't help. If we'd have scored that, we probably would have won, but we just didn't play well enough in them 2 games now, and we knuckled down then against Westmeath then in the Shield semi-final, and we played better just that was it, Tom.
And those 2 games against Tyrone, and I suppose the one against Cavan, I think either one against Cavan, even if you got a draw, you'd be playing in the Premier Final as opposed to the Shield Final.
I suppose when you look at it now, Cavan's they're in the Premier Final, so it's kind of disappointing in that respect. That's something to build on for next year.
And tell me, is there a social aspect to it, or is it all very serious?
I know, there's a social aspect. At the start, we were training up in College to Alia, and we'd go to the warehouse then after for a bite to eat and a few quiet drinks. That was it. The crack's been very good. The boys is...
Serious enough. As fitness levels would be good.
Fitness level's good. John trains as hard, him and Darren. Now, there's no... they don't go easy on us, so it's very enjoyable. Eh?
Yeah, and of course all the lads are playing.
Most of the lads is all playing, and some of them has come back to play reserves the year with their club, which is a help too to their clubs because of that new rule where minors can't play, and suppose clubs will not turn them away, and it's good all round. It's nice to see fellas that you haven't seen in a while. And
Is this your first time to play in an All-Ireland final?
It's the first time, it'll be the last two probably.
And you're playing Offaly. Have you heard much about them?
We've heard nothing about Offaly now. We'll probably know the night. We've training the night, so they'll probably go into a bit of detail then about Offaly all or not. We haven't heard. We've chatted to the Westmeath boys about them. They said that they were fairly good, so that's all we got out of them. So.
And is it very much planning and tactics and systems, or is it more of the old style?
I think it's more of the old style. It's more enjoyable, and if you make a mistake or if you give the ball away, it's not really the end of the world. Like, it's, there's no real sweeper systems involved, and more or less, John.
Probably no need for them.
Probably no need. No, you have six forwards and six defenders, and you're not double marked, which is very enjoyable. Like, it's nice that way.
Yeah, yeah. And the Masters series, I think, has been revived over the last few years. As you say, this is the first time that Donegal have been in a long time. Donegal won it before a couple of times, but are you all for it?
Oh, I'm all for it. It's great playing against teams from other counties, and it's very good.
And some big names, I suppose, from other counties too.
The last day we played against Westmeath, your man was playing Martin Flanagan. He's just head and shoulders above anything Westmeath had. I think Offaly have John Kinney, is it?
And
Roy Malone. So they'll be fairly good as well.
So are you good enough to win it, or is the winning or the taking part more important than the win?
I think it's nice to take part, but as usual, of course, it's all about winning it.
Yeah, and obviously captain of the side as well. Does that bring extra pressure?
Not really. I suppose it's nice. It's nice for me from a personal point of view, but not really. No, I just get out and get on with the game, man.
Have you the speech prepared yet?
Speech is prepared,
of course. Look at Gerard, thanks a million. Okay, take care. Thanks.
All right, Tom, thank you.
John, I've just spoken to your captain, Gerard McGrenra. He's excited as a 21-year-old looking forward to Saturday's final. You're the manager, equally excited?
Yeah, I think, as I say, we're all looking forward to it at this stage. It's our first campaign in it, and we've had a really good year, and we've had a great numbers with the training and everything, and everybody's enjoyed it. And to be in a final now to finish it off is really something to look forward to. So we'll be all training tonight, and we're looking forward to Saturday.
And tell me, this is Donegal's first year back in it, your first year involvement as well. How did that come about?
It came about really, Paul Gallagher, the chairman, he set the whole thing up really, and himself and the other part committee were talking to me as well about it. Charlie Gallagher was there as well, and they also spoke to me about it and said, would I be interested in it? And I said that I would think about it, and said it would maybe, and it went from there. We had a few conversations about the whole thing, and it went on from there.
What attracted you to it? Because you've had great success with Kilcar, obviously at club level, winning minor under 21 and involved with the seniors.
I guess it's just I could see from one side of it that a lot of the older players having something to do in terms of their own age group being able to play, I think it's fantastic for them, that maybe they still want to play football, and it gets harder and harder for them, but to be able to play at their own age group. And I just felt it was a nice thing in terms of a challenge as well.
Yeah. And tell me, talk to me about this team. As we said, Gerard McGrenra there from Dinswilly, the captain. Who else have you?
Well, we've players from all over. I think we've probably about 35 players all over the county from different clubs. A lot of them would still be playing reserve. And I mean, you obviously have John Harn there from St. Junan's, and we'd have David McShane there. We played Kilcar up recently in senior level, and Michael McShane's there from Kilcar. But you have the new Warwick guy, Charlie Doherty, and Paul Gallagher, and you have Charlie Gallagher, Donegal Town, and Dan Bradley from Bundoran. Now, there were four of those that represented the Irish over 40 teams against the Australian Masters. So they enjoyed that as well. So there's a mixture from a lot of clubs.
Yeah. And I was just looking through the squad. Quite a lot of them have played. Obviously, Eamon Doherty from Ardra has played county senior, but a lot of them have played county minor. Most of them, I would think.
Most of them have played county minor at one stage. Yeah, they would have. I mean, you had Kevin Cookie Geller on it as well. And it's Eamon Doherty, who's still in great shape himself, playing first. And you have Sean McDade there from Murrays, is a for a 40, whatever, 40, 41, whatever it is, he's in great shape. Yeah. Absolutely great shape. So and John Anthony McMullen from Convoy. So there's a great mix there. There's a great mix. And the great thing about it is that they're really enjoying it. And I think that's what it's about at that age, to be able to go and train and enjoy it and play the games, and you get to know each other, and you have the banter and the bit of crack as well with it. And I think it gives you life after maybe you finish up with your club. And a lot of players would say after the club, you know, there's nothing there for them in the GAA. And I think this is a void in that it fills that void. I mean, and I think that's important for guys who still want to play.
Yeah, and as you said, you'd have no fears about fellas' fitness or anything, or, you know, people maybe have fears about their well-being or...
Well, you see, they're meeting players their own age group, which is another thing as well. And I mean, they've been training all year as well, so they've built up a level of fitness. And there's also several of them that are still playing for their clubs at reserve level, and even maybe one or two still in the senior panel. Jared and Charlie Boner there are still in the Glenswelly senior panel, so they're still training at a high level. So I think they're. I don't really have any concern over their fitness, and obviously if I feel that they're getting tired or I can take them off and change
them. That's why you have the big panel.
That's why it's good to have the big panel when they're over 40.
And of course you've been boosted, as you said, by the availability of John Hearn. I think he crossed the 40 threshold last weekend.
He did. He crossed the line all right. Oh no, it's great to have him. I mean, he's in great shape. Well, obviously playing senior football all year and doesn't look out of place. So he's a great asset for us to have, really.
Yeah. And you've got Dara Dolan with you as well, isn't that right?
Dara Dolan. Yeah, Dara Dolan from Undorns with me as well, and the team management, and a very good man as well, for helps me train the team, and he's a great man to have with me, and we would get on well, and we work it well together.
Mm. I know from speaking to you earlier in the week for the Democrat, you know, you were a little disappointed. Probably you lost a game that you should have at least got a draw against Cavan, and unlucky maybe to go down to Tyrone. Yeah, other than if you had got those results or even got the draw in Cavan, I think you'd have qualified for this Premier final.
Yeah, we would have got an All Ireland semi final anyway, which I think on reflection, look, maybe the first year out we're doing all right to be where we are, and it'll be in the Shield final is great. It's just always sometimes when you're looking to win things, you're always thinking that there's an opportunity slip there. And against Cavan, I think there was a score that was a very dubious score that went over the bars. Actually, Jared kicked it over the bars. It was a clear point, but it was a hometown ref which made the decision from Cavan, and they needed a win to stay in the game, and that's exactly what happened. The point was disallowed, and we lost the game by a point.
And Irish TV sponsored, and I think they're televising the games.
Yeah, that's incentive to incentivize the boys too. I suppose, yeah, they're going to be on the TV, and I suppose when you're over 40, it's less and less TV you're going to be getting. So they're really looking forward to that too. But I think it's great that they're giving the coverage to the two finals, and it gives that exposure to them as well.
So looking forward to the final. Awfully, your opponents, and I speaking to you, you've heard good things about them.
Yeah, they've up to six or so players that are in the. That played for Offaly the last time they won the Leinster Championship, I think in 98, I think, or
97,
the, saying, around that time anyway. And they, so they, we know they'll come with a decent team, and they're going to be hard to beat on the day. And again, it'll come down to it, who maybe wants it the most.
Mm. But looking forward to it and going to enjoy it again.
Really looking forward to it. I think we're getting the bus down on Saturday morning, and we'll stop off. We'll have
no overnights. No overnights, not yet.
Anyway, so they're really looking forward to it. And we're hoping
you wouldn't know about the coming home.
Yeah, well, it depends on the humour
and the result.
The result is the big one, probably. But no, again, as I say, looking forward to it, and all the players looking forward now, and we really just want to play the game.
John, look, the best luck to you.
Thank you, Tom.
John McNulty there speaking to me earlier this evening. Of course, he's the manager of the Donegal Masters team, who play Offaly in that Masters Shield final down in Galway on Saturday afternoon.